Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Know-How is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
This episode of Know-How is brought to you by 99 Designs, the world's largest graphic design marketplace. 99 Designs connects businesses seeking quality, affordable designs with a community of over 200,000 graphic designers. Visit 99designs.com/know-how to receive a free design consultation.
Today, I'm going to hope I don't brick my phone.
If you watch today, you'll know how to root your Galaxy S3. Whoa. Welcome to Know How, the show where we show how to do stuff. I, as Akhtar, our shower. I am Leo Laporte, the watcher. And today we're going to do something that actually I do to almost every Android phone I get sooner or later. I like to play with it for a while in its pristine state, but eventually I want to root the phone.
Yeah, so I've got my Galaxy S3 here. Now, one of the reasons why I wanted to root my S3 is that when you get the device, it's got Samsung TouchWiz, which is this fun custom skin that Samsung puts on their device, and I'm not a fan of it. I have been spoiled by stock Android on my Nexus 7. I wanted to get this on here, but it turns out that there are some functions that are specifically baked in to the TouchWiz version on my T-Mobile phone.
Can't uninstall.
If I get rid of this, I'll lose calling over Wi-Fi. And I don't want to lose that. So what I want to do in the long term is dual booting Android ROMs on this. But first, I've got to root it, because you can't just go ahead and do that. So it takes a lot of steps.
Let me explain a little bit about what the difference is between rooting and jailbreaking. You probably heard the term jailbreaking in connection with iPhones. iPhones are very limited in the sense that they can only buy apps from the Apple iPhone App Store. Jailbreaking an iPhone simply means allowing an iPhone to get apps from another source. That's it. You can already do that in an Android phone. Mm-hmm. There's a little checkbox in the preference that says buy or download apps from anywhere. So that's not what we need to do with an Android phone. What we want to do to the Android phone is give you super user or administrative or root access. They're all synonyms for the same thing. It's the highest user level. It means you can do anything, including erase the entire phone. You need this kind of super user access on an Android phone if you want to do things like change the firmware, delete some apps. Not all apps can be deleted unless you're an administrator. So we're going to root it first. Now, this is not necessarily putting a new firmware on it. That we could save for another
day. That's
later. It's the first step to doing that, though.
Yeah, so the other reason is the S3 is out. It's old. There's lots of discounts out right now since the S4 is out there. If you're like Leo and you maybe have like 12 phones, you're like, what do I do with my old one?
Well, S3 is the best-selling Android phone of all time. There are, I don't know, something like 80 million of them out there. So there's a good chance you have an S3 lying around.
Yeah, and if I break it, I got to admit, if I break it, I'm going to go get an HTC One or something prettier This is nice, but I got gadget lust. Look, Leo's got the
one. This is the HTC One. You know, it's an interesting story with the HTC One because unlike Samsung, HTC almost encourages you to root. Now, a lot of people ask, is it legal to root your phone? It absolutely is. And in the case of Android, in many cases, it's encouraged. The true, plain, pure Android, Google makes it easy. Google expects you to root your phone. They just want you to know that, you know, it's risky and that you should only do it if you're an expert user. And that's kind of the definition in some ways of what a super user is. The HTC phone has a locked bootloader, as many phones do. But if you go to htcdev.com, you can unlock it. They'll give you the code that'll unlock the bootloader. Once your bootloader is unlocked, it's a simple thing to root. This is something you have to do to a Samsung phone, and you have to use some tricks to unlock the
bootloader. Lots of tricks. Samsung not as open as HTC when it comes to that, for a good reason. They want to make sure that those devices work for the carriers. And the first thing we're going to do with our phone is actually use something called Helium Backup. It used to be known as Carbon, and you don't need to have root access to back up your entire phone. It actually is made by the same guys. They're actually made by Clockwork Mod, who make all kinds of things like Tether. They also make
ROM Manager, which you're absolutely going to want to put on your rooted phone before you do any other firmware.
Absolutely. We're going to use that. So Helium is a free application you can get from the Google Play Store. Again, like I said, you don't need root access, and you can back up your entire phone. I think save SMS messages. You can't get that. There's a $5 premium version that removes the ads. It does automatic backup scheduling if you want to do that. Also, it can actually back up to Dropbox or Box.net or Google Drive. So if you wanted just to back up your phone, Helium, formerly known as Carbon, is a great option. So we're going to back up our phone, which I've already done. It takes about 40 minutes. So I've saved the time of showing you that. So just take my word. 40 minutes for my phone to back up. You also need to have a desktop client, which is free. So you take the Helium desktop client, you have the app on your phone, hit backup, and you're all set. So now we have a version of our phone prepared just in case I screw this up.
Now, I want to say something that's really important. I don't ever do this kind of backup because Android phones tend to back themselves up. You know, you can back it up with Google. And this isn't doing the most important backup that you will at some point want to do, which is back up your phone ROM as it is. Because if you're going to end up putting, after you root, putting on a custom ROM, you've got to back up the existing ROM so you can get back to square one. And this does not do that.
What Helium does, it does back up your app data. So if you have, let's say,
traditional kind of backup.
App backup. You don't get SMS backups, but it has a lot more backup than what Google does for you. So it's better than nothing.
Think of it this way. It's like a Windows backup that backs up everything but Windows. You still are going to want to back up your operating system if you end up putting custom ROMs on here. But that's easy to do with Clockwork Mod. We'll save that for another
day.
And
one of my most trusted sources, Tom's Guide, likes it. If tomsguide.com likes
it. Oh, yeah, Helium's amazing.
Yeah, it's on their page, they call it Carbon. It's been changed. It's funny because if you go to the URL, it's actually slash Carbon still on the maker's website. So what we're going to do for our Galaxy S3, though, if we want to root it, there's actually a really helpful toolkit called, guess what? The Samsung Galaxy S3 Toolkit.
Koosh did this. Koosh is the guy when it comes to rooting.
This piece of software is free. It's available. If you go to xdadevelopers.com, we'll have a link to find it.
That's the biggest tip of all. We're showing you a specific phone, but XDA Developers has the information you need to root almost any Android phone. It has every ROM on there. Search for your phone model and be very specific because there are different variants even of the S3. There's an international S3, there's a Sprint S3, there's an AT&T S3. But you can go to xdadevelopers.com and find the right information for your very specific model. Always make sure you get the right model because you can, you know, the wrong model, it might be the wrong instructions.
Yeah, because if you don't do the right model, you could end up with a brick. That's right. Really the key there.
Let's say the brick word a lot of times here.
Sure.
Because I don't... You're risking turning your phone into a very nice objet d'art that doesn't make phone calls, doesn't receive text messages, doesn't do anything. That's called a brick. It's a small, thin, attractive brick, but a brick nonetheless. And that is the risk, and we want to be very clear. You should not proceed with this if you are not willing to take a little bit of risk that what you might end up with is a very expensive brick.
Now, the toolkit is for free. You could brick your phone. Be careful. You're going to void warranties. Don't bring this device into T-Mobile saying, it's not working. They're not going to support you.
They're going to laugh. You have a T-Mobile S3.
I have a T-Mobile S3, okay. And that's actually a specific version. This toolkit actually supports about 14 to 15 different versions
the nice thing about Koosh.
Of the S3. Yeah. It's very inclusive.
And it won't do anything if it's not right.
Well, you can actually soft brick your phone if you do the wrong build model.
Oh, so it doesn't like say, hey, you got the wrong model, huh?
Oh, no. Paying attention. You'll see how that works out in a minute.
Okay, that's good to know.
You definitely need a Windows machine. That's the way you hook up your phone to your machine.
And we should point out, there are ways to do this with Mac and Linux, but it requires more steps.
It's a lot more work, and this toolkit is very inclusive. And before we show you how to actually root that, I think we should thank our friends at 99designs.
I'd love to do that. So... fire up the Kushmaster, and we're going to get ready in a second. But first, a word from our sponsor, 99designs, which is the world's best design marketplace. There are over 230,000 talented designers at 99designs who are ready to help you with your design project, whether it's a menu for your business, a front page for your Facebook site. 99designs has designers who can help you get it done. Here's how it works. You go to 99designs, and see at the bottom there it says open contests. You set up a contest. There are 1,922 contests right now. People who've said, I need such and such done. Then designers from that pool of 230,000 designers show you what they think. They say, well, how about this? How about that? You go back and forth. You work with them. Once you find somebody you like, that's when you give them the prize. I'm going to hire you to do this job. You don't pay them a penny until you find a designer you like with a design idea that fits your needs. That's what I love about 99designs. And boy, is it affordable. The T-shirt that we recently did at 99 Designs cost us $199. If you need a menu, $199 and up. Facebook cover design, $199 and up. Even things like web design, $599 and up. Logo design, $299 and up. Mobile app design, $599 and up. So many people have used 99 Designs. It's really got a reputation for a great place, a great marketplace for designers to meet people who need their work. Right now, I want you to go to 99designs.com/knowhow. You're going to get a $99, get it, power pack of services for free, including more designer time and attention. They'll bold, highlight, and feature your design project in the 99 Designs marketplace. You'll get almost as many as twice as many designs because of that. You can also call them directly, 800-513-1678. That's a number just for know-how viewers, 800-513-1678. Or go to 99designs.com/knowhow. No reason for your app, your T-shirt, your menu, your Facebook page to look ugly when you got these great designers who are just waiting to work with you. 99designs.com/knowhow.
You know, this toolkit probably could, this is what the toolkit looks like.
You'll, they could have used a little help.
99 Designs could have been here and they could have made this look pretty and gooey.
That is awesome. Look at that.
The actual rooting process takes about 30 minutes. So what we've done is we've prepared a short video to tell you, or show you, how to root your device. So we're in my fabulous home office, and here I've got my old school Windows PC, and what we've got running on it is the Samsung Galaxy S3 toolkit. We've got that attached to my S3 right here via USB cable, and we're going to get to it right in the machine. So we've opened up the Samsung Galaxy S3 toolkit, and you can see all of the features the toolkit allows us to do. We can install drivers automatically, backup, restore, all of these things listed right here. We're going to hit next. Please install the Galaxy S3 toolkit to the root folder on your PC if possible. Sure. So unpacking the files took about under a minute. All right, so we're at my desktop. What we're going to do is we're going to launch our Samsung GS3 toolkit. And we're going to launch this, and of course, we're going to see this account control. Do we want it to run? Of course we do, yes. And now we have this terminal-looking window, and so we've got a bunch of green text. The first thing the toolkit does, it starts up ADP, ADB, that is, to actually communicate between the PC and the S3. Do we want to check for updates? No thanks. So now you're going to select your model. As you can see, this toolkit supports lots of different variants of the S3. To find out what version you have, go into your Android system settings, then go to About Device, then look for your model number. In this case, I have the SGH-T999, which is also known as the T-Mobile version. So we're going to type in 09, as that is the option for us. Then the toolkit will ask you what build of Android you have. We have 4.1.2, and so we're going to type in that option, which is number 93. From here, here's where everything actually happens. First up, we need to install device drivers on your PC. It says to do it first and unplug your device from the PC. So the first thing we're going to do is unplug our device from our laptop here. You hear that click and the window sound. We're going to install the device drivers by hitting 1, hitting enter. Now, this will tell you what you have to do. So far, the toolkit is incredibly detailed in what you should be doing. The instructions are very clear. So first up, it says, make sure your device is booted up fully into Android. Unplug the USB cable if connected and install the Samsung USB driver pack. That's what we're about to do on our PC. So we're just going to hit 1. And now it says, this will run the USB driver installation. And it's also warning you that if you have the Samsung Keys software, now that is software from Samsung that allows your PC to talk to your S3, you should uninstall Samsung Keys. That way, the subsequent software, Odin, will be able to communicate with your device. So now we're going to install the Samsung USB driver for mobile phones. We're going to hit next here. Make sure your S3 is not connected via USB to your PC when you're doing this. We're going to pick your country, hit next. We're going to install the drivers, and then we're going to wait for a little bit. All right, so our driver is installed. We're going to exit the wizard. We're going to hit finish. And now you can see the toolkit says to connect your device via the USB cable, and your PC should detect it. And right there, you can hear the Windows sound detecting the device. And on the bottom is an installing device driver software window. Okay, so we see the tooltip saying your device is ready to use. That's what the toolkit said would happen. And now we're going to press any key to return to the main menu. It says if you see a serial number at the top, then your drivers are all set up. Press any key to return to the main menu. Let's see what happens. And we actually do have a serial. Now, if you look up here at the top at ADB mode, listed devices attached, right here, this number is what you're looking for. If you see nothing here, your drivers have it installed. In our case, we do have a number. It says device. If your device is offline, this will say offline. So this is relatively important. Make sure that you have your number here, your serial number. And here we have device and not offline. So now we've installed our device drivers on our PC. That was the first step. The next thing we're going to do, we're going to actually root this device. Now, the root option is under option 2, so I'm going to pick 2. Now, as you can see, there's a lot of text on this. Like I said, this toolkit is very, very thorough, gives you great instructions about what to do. Now, if you take a look at all the options, we're going to choose option 3 because it's the same as option 2, which is the same as option 1. But what's going to happen is everything is going to get done at once. You're going to flash an insecure boot image via something called Odin. Then your device is going to reboot. Then SuperUser will be pushed to it. And after that, you're going to install something called BusyBox. I'll explain more of that as we're going along. So let's select 3 for the all-in-one rooting option. We're going to pick a recovery option. Now, we've got 2 options here, the Clockwork Mod Recovery and the TWRP Touch Recovery. Now, we're going to pick Clockwork Mod because we're going to need this later when we are trying to do a future project of trying to load multiple ROMs on this S3. So we're going to pick 1, and we're going to pick SuperUser by Clockwork Mod as well, just to be consistent. Now the toolkit is asking if USB debugging is enabled in that particular part of the settings. It is. We've plugged in our device. Are we ready to continue? Yes, we are. And now the S3 is going to reboot into download mode. And then we're going to have an application appear on our desktop called Odin that's going to help us get that recovery onto our actual device. Let's talk a little bit about those terms I was throwing around. BusyBox, that's actually several Unix tools in one. This is going to help you access your phone to the fullest. And an insecure boot image, it's letting you use ADB as root. I'm getting that information straight from XDA developers and their forum because I'm a noob when it comes to this, so I'm going to the experts. So we're going into Odin at this point, and all our instructions are in the toolkit. We're going to pick a particular file. It says click on the PDA button in Odin, browse the toolkit installation folder. This looks like a lot of work. It's really not. All you got to do is go to our PDA section in Odin. Then we're going to go to where our toolkit is located, which is on the C drive. Then we're going to go into root. SGHT9999, which is our S3, and we're going to find the write recovery tar file. So let's make sure we match this up. This says boot insecure DMD recovery, SGHT9999, there it is, boot insecure DMD recovery. Just make sure this matches up because these instructions are, they're pretty much important. I'm going to hit open, make sure the file is displayed, so we have our path, good, and then we're going to hit start in Odin. Now, wait for your phone to reset fully before closing Odin. That's what I'm going to do, so we're going to wait a little bit. All right, so our phone is restarted. We are going to close Odin the way our toolbox is telling us by hitting X. We'll go back to the toolbox. It's going to wait for the device to be detected. So we wait patiently. Now something's finally happening. Setting up root on your device, ADBD is already running as root. Remount succeeded because we were messing with this for a while and to see how it works. We have RM failed. That makes me freak out a little bit. pushing superuser.apk and setting permissions. So it's adding a Android app, that's what an APK is, to the S3 for superuser, so we can do some crazy stuff later. It's also pushing BusyBox to the device, as I mentioned. That is a bunch of Unix commands that we can use later. And a whole bunch of stuff went flying by in front of me. I'm really curious as to what that means. Again, as a noob, I'm a little bit trepidatious, wondering what's going on. Now, it says everything's completed, rebooting device to apply changes. We're going to wait. Yeah, so that whole process took about 30 to 40 minutes. And the reason why it does that, you can hit one or two the whole time like a monkey going, I'm going to install things. But if you want to know the best options and everything, it takes a ton of research. I was all over XDA forums figuring out a whole bunch of things. That is like my favorite website right now because there is so many explanations to tell you why you are doing what you're doing. I don't want to just hit two and one and 90.
Yeah, and you'd think that there'd be like more universal tools for this stuff. The problem is that in almost every case, every phone has a different, and they're using exploits, by the way, to unroot these if the bootloader is locked to root these. So in almost every case, it's a specific exploit for a specific version of the operating system for a specific phone. And the people who collect these are just collecting exploits and putting them together into a batch. But again, XDA Developers is your one-stop shop to find out everything that's going on. The problem is it's a lot of information, and it's so variegated, it's hard to know, well, do I do that or do I do this? And then, as somebody in the chat room said, there's a high pucker factor. Because if you do the wrong thing, you know you could actually be breaking the phone. That's why we warned you ahead of time.
So that's why you backed it up in the beginning. And now that we've rooted the phone, so we have a rooted phone that has a Clockwork Mod recovery on there as well. The reason why we needed that again is because when we do the multiple boot ROM on this device, we need that particular recovery software. But since we've rooted this, and I don't want to screw this up, I'm going to back this up using the toolkit. And we can show you the toolkit. It's on. You've already seen it for the past like 9 minutes here. When you get to this option here, you're going to see backup, restore your device. We're going to pick option 7.
Always backup. That's the only way you're going to be able to get back to a pristine device if you should screw up.
Well, this backup is actually going to be of the rooted device. So when we put this back, we'll always have a rooted device. So
yeah, well, that's one thing. You generally can't back up an unrooted device. So
right.
It's always going to be. But at least you're going to have your original ROM. You're going to have what you've got now. It's a good idea. Please, before you do anything more, the minute you can back up your ROM, back it up.
So in this case, it says requires ADB mode, which we have set.
Both TWRP and Clockwork Mod will do that.
It's CWM is Clockwork Mod. We're going to use that. We're just going to hit 4, hit enter. Now, this is going to take a very long time. Now, it took my phone about an hour to do this last time. We're not going to make you sit here and watch the whole thing, but to make sure you take care of this, are using a
custom. What it's doing is making a zip file of all of the files. Basically, it's like copying your operating system. It's making a zip file. Usually called update.zip. In this case, they name it by the date that you made it. You can have multiple ones of these, by the way, as long as you have room on your phone. Nice thing is that you can then go back to any date and time. It's kind of, think of it as a system recovery disk for your phone.
So that's how that works, and this will be backing up forever. You'll see this tiny, like, kilobits per second piece of information. Sometimes it says zero. The best thing you do is, again, just walk away from your phone. Because if you mess this up somewhere, you don't want to do that. Backing up isn't so a big deal.
And do make sure you have enough space and you have a full battery before you mess with this. The last thing you want to have is have it fail and fill up your drive. And then, you know, you can have all sorts of strange results.
You're exactly right, Leo.
It's not huge.
For every single step of this, make sure you're charging your phone and your laptop is charged. Because if it's pushing an image or recovery software to your device and something dies, that could be a bad time.
Right.
So that's how you take care of that. This is all set for, this is all prelude to what I want to do next week, which is to have multiple ROMs. But I wanted to make sure I had a working device for today's episode first.
Yeah.
So by next Thursday, we'll take care of that. So what we should do, though, is now we should take a look at our great, amazing audience, our know-it-alls. They wrote in to...
Or know-nothings. Just depends.
Depends
who you are. You know who you are.
I have not seen any know-nothings at all.
know-it-alls. Yeah. Should I read this one?
Sure.
Would you be able, writes know-it-all Todd, would you be able to do a show on setting up, I like this idea, a travel Wi-Fi using an Airport Express or some other device? My family is traveling this summer. I'd like to set up our own Wi-Fi for iPad and iPhones in our room. I think this topic would be great for summer travelers. Thanks, Todd.
Todd, that's a great idea. I love that because normally I carry a hotspot with me, but why not bring a travel router? There's so many different devices. You probably got a bunch of these, right?
Yeah. It's a good show. We should do it. Airport Express works very well. If you have an Ethernet connection somewhere, obviously, if you don't have Internet access in your room via Ethernet, an Airport Express isn't going to help you. So in that case, you might need a MiFi or something like that. But I think if we did do something like that, we should talk about securing it as well.
That's
for another episode. I think that's a great idea.
That's a great idea. Thank you, Tom.
I have done that, though. The simple answer is if you've got an Airport Express, you know you're going to a hotel that does have Ethernet, just use the Airport Express as you would at home as a router. And that adds a lot of security to keep the people who are on the hotel Internet, because otherwise they're on your network out of your system. So you've got a great idea. Just start off with the Airport Express. If not, most phone companies, cellular companies, sell MiFi-like devices. They're Wi-Fi access points that get their data from 3G or 4G. Those are a great choice when you travel. It's country specific, so if you're going to other countries, get one in the country that you're in. Make sure it works in the countries you're going to. I love doing that. We've done that many, many times.
I always end up using my LTE iPad as my hotspot.
Right.
It works pretty well.
Right.
We got an email from Bent Nielsen who said, "Hey guys, really enjoy watching Know How. I used to watch Leo on the Lab with Leo Laporte and I totally enjoyed it. Learned a lot."
Our Canadian show.
Okay,
yeah.
Question one. Where can I get the earlier shows? Show 1, 2, and 3, etc. Both Downcast and Apple's podcast players do not have the earlier shows listed for download. Also, I can't find the show notes for Know How at all. I'm pretty much a newbie to podcasts, so I don't know how to get access to your notes on different shows. Thanks, Bent. Well, here's the deal. We have a great website at twit.tv/KH. It's got a full library of all the projects we've done. We've done 40-something projects.
Everyone is there.
Anytime you click one of the episodes, you'll see a bunch of show notes. I don't know when I started writing the show notes. I don't know if episode one has one. But
click episode one. Let's see. Scroll
let's
down.
Call me out on this.
Are there show notes on episode one?
I don't know.
Of course there are.
I don't know if
I
wrote
this. You're compulsive in this stuff.
They got, there's a ton that's weak.
Wait a minute.
I think it's like episode five.
All right.
But we do have links and things in these. But when
the reason it's not in the Downcast or iTunes feed is we only put 10 or 20 shows at a time in there.
Now, there's our last episode, episode 47.
That's got a lot of stuff.
Now, if you want to see show notes, this is what they look like. They're on the page. They're broken out by sections. There are links on the bottom for everything we talked about. They were missing, and I apologize. That's my fault entirely. But now they're there, so you can have everything you need at one place, twit.tv/KH. And if you want to write in, if you've got questions or comments, give us an email at knowhow@twit.tv, like Bent did and Todd. Also, we've got a Google Plus community. You guys, that's over 3,000 you guys now. gplus.to/twitKH. We're actually putting out some insider videos explaining how we put the show together. And if you're on Twitter, you can always use the hashtag twitKH. I've got a saved search. I'm always taking a look because you guys always got great ideas, great questions, great feedback, and we love seeing all of that every single time they pop up.
Well, now that you know how to root your phone, why don't you go on out and try it, and then maybe next week we'll show you how to put custom ROMs.
If I can't, we'll come up with another project. It'll be IS standing in line for an S4.
Or next week we'll show you how to buy an S4. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Don't watch out. You don't put your hand in that seal's mouth. On Know How.
What?
Hello.
You rooted your phone.
You did what?
What? You can do that? That's the you can do that seal. That's what I'm going to say his name is.
You can do that?